Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And it is April 21st, 2020. Overall, pretty good, huh? How you been, man? Good?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Work is work. During all this craziness of like the COVID and stuff, I've saved a lot of money because you can't really go out.
Same.
The only money that I spent is like on bills and like groceries.
The only thing I think I've really spent money on, aside from groceries or anything like that, is during this whole lockdown, not much. I haven't really made any purchases. Maybe some video games. That's about it. Probably spent like $30-$35 total on that, and then nothing really. Before this, though, I was spending quite a few on concerts, which are all now postponed and soon to be canceled. I had this weekend that was supposed to be the Eagles, and that got moved to September, which I'm fairly certain at the Forum is not going to open up in September.
No.
Like that amount of people?
No.
So I think it's officially probably going to be canceled at some point.
You know, it sucks too, is like that. I'm surprised the system of Jonathan knows anything, but that's
going to be. That's done, right?
Yeah. It's like, what, like in 3 weeks?
Yeah. There's no way. No. They haven't announced anything that they canceled the show?
Mm-mm. I mean, it's canceled, though.
You should try to get your.
Well, do you hear about Ticketmaster?
Yeah, that's
something. I do no refunds, right?
Well, Ticketmaster and I think our Live Nation and Ticketmaster are two completely separate.
I think Live. I think Live Nation is a promotion, no?
I think so. They're that's true. Yeah. The promoters.
And then Ticketmaster is a distributor.
Yeah. So.
We can't get our money back.
I heard they're getting sued because of that. Like they recently changed those. Laws. Oh, not laws, but they're in the contract, they're fine print. I think they're in the lawsuit. It's claiming that they updated it during the coronavirus, that they didn't. They're pretty much frauding out people. That was pretty much the biggest expense I've had before this whole shutdown. So I'm still waiting to see how some of those shows will pan out, because we did give some money. I didn't buy the tickets for System Down, but I gave the money, or at least Liz gave the money. So she's going to have to... Actually, I got to talk to her about that.
She bought them?
No, her friend bought them. Mm. Her friend bought four. So we gave her friend money. So the show's canceled. I want let's get the money back. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But what's the fine print for Live Nation? Is it like, unless it's canceled, they're not going to give it back to you, or they're just not going to give it back to you?
I thought that was Ticketmaster. I think Live Nation just... I don't know what they're...
Okay.
I don't know what they entail as far as...
Because I bought tickets off of another site, I think TickPix, that's a pretty good site. I usually have the cheapest rate on there. And they were saying that they will refund the money for canceled shows.
Hmm.
If it's postponed, then you have the option to resell or,
okay.
be issued the, you know, that amount is just going to get transferred over to the new dates.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. And if it's canceled, then you get your money back.
And then on every Monday, Metallica does a full stream of one of the shows.
Oh, like a playback?
They play replay? They replay a full show from a random year. And then usually one of the band members is the introduction.
A girl, my girl's niece, you know, is a BTS fan. They did that two nights straight of old shows. And... yeah, you best believe that she especially was up right till most of the night, I would assume.
Damn.
And she's probably not alone. I'm sure there's tons of... Yeah. But to do two nights to them, you know they're going to stay up. It's like...
Yeah.
You freaking deprive these kids of sleep. It's like...
Yeah, that's true. No, yeah, Metallica does it every Monday. They do it from 5 p.m.
That's fine. You know, but imagine if they did like Die Hard... Super diehard. I watch anything on YouTube. Maybe even a little more than yourself, who will stay up and watch those concerts.
I pick and choose what I want to watch. But this last one they did, last one was awesome.
Imagine 2 nights of like all night shows, and then you like.
Oh yeah, I couldn't. I don't think I can do that.
No.
Anymore. Like I don't even watch every show. I think I watched this one because this one had it was a concert that was in 2015 when they did a lot of deep cuts. So yeah. I watched that one, but and then they have it on demand for the rest of the week. But
yeah,
I like the little introduction because each band member does one, a live intro.
That's cool. Yeah, so that was my big expense, and I think you were planning a trip, right?
Yeah,
was it Japan? And now that's possibly.
Well, like, we're going to do Japan, then the COVID happened. Then we're going to do our European run. We're going to do we're thinking of doing Germany, London, and Ireland.
Okay.
But that's out of the way. So we're going to do Alaska, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime. So we're just going to wait for a vaccine and be saving money up.
And then going.
Yeah. We have like over $1,000 in savings for our trip. So
okay.
Whenever there's a vaccine, we'll have like more than enough to fly out.
Yeah.
But we're going to do Japan probably when the vaccine comes out.
Yeah. And then
when the time comes, we'll fly out. When there's a vaccine out, then we'll just get a vaccine.
Yeah.
And then we'll fly out. And then I think one of the stops is China. So I told my girlfriend we're just going to stay in there before we fucking walk anywhere. It's like, fuck that. I'm going to fucking, I'm not going to even go to the restroom when I'm in China. I'm just going to fucking sit down there and be a good boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to just affect travel and. It's going to be crazy to see how, like, I know some states are loosening. It's always getting reported that it's loosening, so, you know, their restrictions. But then it's like, what? And then there's another outbreak somewhere? Or
I think a lot of those states, I mean, the health experts are saying don't do it because if you do it now, the thing that happened back in March is going to happen all over again.
Yeah, you're just going to have another surge of cases and then people are getting sued and because their businesses are opening up and they're getting infected while at those businesses. And
what irks me is like these protesters who say it's fake and are protesting.
I wouldn't put it past, I wouldn't say past him, maybe past his people who have ulterior motives to get people to organize, to rile up, maybe get one person to try to put on protests of maybe up to 200 people, which is not super difficult to do if you and then, you know, there's maybe Russians are doing social media attacks again and creating like fake organizers rallying up people, you know, off through Facebook and targeting them. And there's that, you know, a lot of them are happening in blue states. Mm. And I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a coincidence.
Mm. Yeah, well, it makes sense.
That I think most people are okay with still, even if they are struggling financially, be okay with like following the restrictions and stuff like that. But be safe than sorry.
I mean, it's going to be a while before things get back to normal, especially with this recession that we're going to hit. A lot of people aren't working.
Yeah.
I mean, there's record numbers of like unemployment. I mean, for drivers, I think gas is pretty awesome.
Tank,
but I think once things go back to normal, it's not going to really go back to normal because then it's going to take a long time to recover from this.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be crazy. It's going to see how long it goes on for and everything. Yeah, it's insane. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of fights going on. Not yet. Today it was officially announced on May 9th. That date is confirmed, and it will take place somewhere in Florida, the state of Florida. This is, I think, reported by MMA Fighting. Pretty much every one of these news sources kind of has been, you know, breaking the news. Obviously, we talked about Florida and the WWE and possibly UFC taking advantage of that last episode. And then now this episode is confirmed that will be the case, and that Florida will be the location. Not sure exactly where, but probably maybe a local gym, maybe like ATT or something like that.
That's so weird, though. Huh?
Boca Raton. Where are they? Boca Raton? No, they're not Boca Raton.
Wait, AK?
Yeah, Florida.
Oh no, it's not AK. It's isn't it
ATT?
ATT.
Yeah. What city is it in? Sounds like a Boca Raton. It's not Boca Raton.
I'm not sure.
I forgot the name of it. I forgot what city they're in. But yeah, it could be like an ATT facility, a big ass facility like that. You know, you could shut all the lights down, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it hook it up with sound and all that.
Small crew. Is it crew. Big enough? Oh, it's gonna be a close set.
And so. I think the amount of people they can have in the place, it'll be a little bit more than 10. I think they probably are riding by the 50.
Probably 50.
50 yeah. year, you know, rule. So,
so
a little bit more doable.
So it might be UFC. The ultimate fighter cage on the smaller one.
Not yet. I think Vegas, I don't think they have an official word on Vegas yet. Like,
no, but I'm saying the cage they'll be using, it's going to be like the Ultimate Fighter fights where it's going to be the smaller
probably,
cage. It's
probably a smaller cage. Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure. But some of these gyms have big-ass cages, so especially if they try to mimic those, you know.
Yeah, real life scenarios.
Or some have two cages, I'm sure, to fit different both sizes.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I could try to pull up the news source and to see where exactly if there is any...
Well, it gives Justin Gaethje more than enough time to prepare for Tony Ferguson. I think Gaethje is. There's two guys that I think gives Tony a hard fight, Khabib and Justin. I think Justin's gonna have a tough time. I mean, it's no guarantee win for Tony. I think it's gonna be a pretty even match.
Yeah, and then obviously Justin Gaethje in the Cowboy fight. Proves that he can deal with guys that are a little bit unorthodox when there comes to the striking. Can avoid some big shots, you know. And I think Tony has fewer big shots to watch out for than like a cowboy. Cowboy would have like a head kick or something. Tony's more of a volume guy. So I think Tony's or Gaethje. I'm sorry. Is a tough go for Tony. Like,
yeah.
With that power, the way he took out Cerrone with that punch.
And then like, I think Justin, it's something that he doesn't use in fights. He has really good wrestling.
Yeah. He has really good wrestling, which he doesn't use, and he's avoided having to use.
Striking's on point.
Let me see.
He just has that mental, he's mentally like fit just to bring it on.
Yeah.
I think it's not going to be a fight where a lot of people think that Tony's going to win. I think it's going to be a fight where he can lose. Tony can lose.
Yep. Okay, right. See people.
I mean, I'm assuming that it might be a smaller cage.
Here it might be in Jacksonville. Yeah, it'll be somewhere near Jacksonville. So they'll be able to fly into Jacksonville and then go to an undisclosed location in Jacksonville. I don't know who. We have to probably find out what local gyms are big enough to house production like this.
And how come they can't use like an arena? Why would it have to be?
I think it's probably too expensive. I think it would be too expensive if they held it in an arena. I think Bellator, who also announced a tentative schedule in the summer, they are going to hold it on like a Hollywood kind of lot, like a Viacom. They're owned by Viacom. Or Paramount.
Paramount, yeah.
They could do it. They could probably end up doing it over in Paramount Studios.
That'd be cool. You can go over.
I don't think so either. Especially in this state. Yeah. So yeah, which makes sense. You know, they're owned by Viacom. They have most of their media events, their big media events, on the Paramount lot, and. And yeah, it makes sense. Why not have it on the sound stage over there? Obviously, the commission would have to regulate some, you know, the fighters and all that. But
right,
and you have officials there. But you know, sound stage, cheap, affordable. I mean, sure, there's no TV promotions or productions going on right now, so it's a perfect location. Yeah,
that's true.
What time?
No, we're good. I just checked it.
Oh,
yeah, we're good.
There we go. So yeah, so that's Bellator's news is that they're gonna plan for a June, July return, Hollywood soundstage on most like Paramount Studios. That's where they're gonna have it. With the UFC in the May 9th, I think the locations in play are Florida is probably the number one.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they get a regular area to film in. Once Vegas opens up, which should probably be by the end of the month, if not next month. you'll have early next month, you have the Performance Institute, and then Fight Island is still somewhat in play for some of their foreign fighters. And yeah, and I think it's cool to actually have a date. It seems like a doable date rather than like last weekend.
Is it going to be on ESPN or a pay per view?
I don't know. And I wouldn't even know the number it's going to be. Is it going to be 249?
Still? Yeah, because if it's going to be a Fight Night card, then it won't be a number pay per view.
Well, I think it's going to be a pay per view. It's going to be basically the fights that we should have got last week plus some. Mm. So it's going to be a pay per view. Is it going to be 249 or are they going to skip it and go straight to 250? Because they're supposed to be around the same time as 250. And they canceled all their April and May Fight Night events. I think they canceled them. I think with the arenas and all that stuff, they canceled them, probably issued refunds. But they officially done those.
So I'm assuming Disney's okay with this going on.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah.
Just because they're so following the regulations.
Yeah. And then it's in Florida. It's all legal. It's all legit. So they can do it. Yeah.
So do you think like theme parks will be open over there?
Probably first over there, yeah, or in the smaller states. Mm. Yeah, I can see that. Here, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah, because we're actually thinking of going to Florida just for the theme parks. But not anymore. I mean, I was saying before.
I mean, you might have a good chance of getting in.
I didn't want to. I
don't before you get
risk.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to risk it. I come back. I'll die the following week. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, so.
But it was something that we discussed to do the Universal because of all the Harry Potter rides there. And but who knows now?
You know what? So that's all upcoming fight news. So we'll get more as the time goes on when it comes to this situation and May 9th and the schedules for both Bellator and UFC. Non-MMA news. I recently watched all three of Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man's. They're so freaking, they're just great. Like, all the movies I watched all three back to back.
Did you watch the so like you like the Venom one?
Well, so we'll go first one. I think is almost perfect to what it is. It's kind of a little comic booky, but still serious and still well acted and done. And the action scenes and the fight scenes with him and Green Goblin are just great. Where he gets all messed up and part of his mask is torn. You always see his eye. And
you gotta watch it.
He's kind of bloody. Like, I forget how really good that movie is. Part two, I think, was better in my memory than actually watching it.
Was that Sandman?
That was Dr. Octopus.
Okay.
Doc Ock. And then, so that one was great. And it's still a great and well-acted movie. But I don't know, it didn't keep my attention as much in my memory as it once did. I always held that one really, really high. And not saying it's a bad movie. It's not. But some of the scenes I felt were like, I found myself not paying attention to it as much. And then I watched the third one, which I like. I think most people like the least for good reason. But aside from those reasons, it was a pretty good movie. Like, the action was good. The story was good. The relationship between Mary Jane and Spider-Man in all three movies was actually really good. And Liz was like, you know, my girl, she was loving it. She's just like, who writes this stuff? This freaking is so good. Like the drama and the emotional tension.
That's Kirsten Dunst, right?
Kirsten Dunst. Yeah.
She played
that. It was so well written. And you, unless you watch it again, you forget how well written their relationship is and how crazy and just back and forth it is. And in one movie, it's crazy. It's like, it's weird to see it like now, all three. And then, but the third one I thought was better than I remember. Like, I always kind of held that at the bottom. But the movie overall, like the moments, some of the moments were just like really well done. And like the drama it was, I don't know. I think I wouldn't say it's better than part two, but it was a lot better than I remember it being. And then aside from the way they did Venom, where they kind of killed them off, they made him kind of small.
And then it can become like Spider-Man's costume.
Yeah, it's been because of like Spider-Man's costume. So Venom was the issue, a big issue, the way they did his character. And then Toby, evil Toby.
Yeah, it's kind of emo.
Where they overdid it. Because there was a point where it was funny and it was pretty crazy. It was funny to see him that way. And some of the scenes were just like, where he obviously is going against how he normally is. The part that was over the top where they jumped the shark, where it's just like, it was too much, was that whole like club scene where he's dancing and she's performing, Mary Jane's performing on stage. And he kind of shows up her up. And they come into this big emotional fight and physically gets physical. Like,
I do remember that part.
When Stacy was there with them, I think that scene was like just over the top. And then at one point, Hobgoblin, or you know, like the son, goes and asks Mary Jane to, you know, trick Peter into going into one of his traps or whatever the fuck. But the way, so she easily just did it, where it's like, fuck this bitch, man, she didn't even put up a fight, like, and she had, did this whole performance.
Yeah.
And like trying to, you know,
yeah, she pretty much left you,
like, to fake him out, like, to, because she feared that Green Goblin was going to try to kill him. Those scenes were like, which I could see why fans hated that one so much,
yeah,
because that they are bad, and they should be hated. But
I actually watched that movie at the ArcLight Theater in Hollywood.
Which one? Third?
Part three. Yeah.
Yeah.
You been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it there.
Yeah.
But they have like a, so they have a regular movie theater, and then in the back is their like specialty theater where they have like, they only show certain movies in that. I think it's called the Dome.
You've been to the Dome? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when they introduced the movie, the guy that introduced the movie was wearing a Spider-Man costume. I do remember that.
It's such a good, like, watch it again. Like,
and I gotta watch it again. I think, like, you broke it down.
Yeah, watch it with the family or whatever, but like watch all three, like maybe two in one night or one the next night, if you have time. But like, it's crazy to watch those movies again. I don't know, I haven't seen them in a long while.
And what made you want to watch them again?
I think they just had their on like the streaming services right now. Mm. So, but yeah, you should watch all three. I think it is just, it's a lot better than I remember being. And I would say, remembering all three, and all three Spider-Mans, I would probably put Toby as number one.
Like, number one Spider-Man?
Number one Spider-Man. And the reason being is because the Garfield movies were good in a sense. I liked the action, the pace of the movies, the realistic parts of it, like, were a little bit more like the serious acting.
But it's pretty boy, though.
I liked Gwen Stacy. I thought she was great. And I like the way they did the lizard in the first one. Like, I like that movie more than I like the second. The reason I don't like the second, because I didn't like Jamie Foxx in that one. I thought his Electro was like just, it was bad. And the way he even portrayed him before he became Electro, I just didn't like it. But I say Toby is number one because, one, he's good looking enough to where the girls will find him cute and interesting. But he's not pretty, overly pretty. And then he sells it really well. He's got that cuteness for the girls, but also he's nerdy, and you believe their nerdiness.
But do you think he can pass as a high school student?
A senior-ish, yeah, yeah, older, yeah. Do I think they looked a little bit too, yes, but not too old to where I was like, no, they're not high school students. He's like right there, especially in the first one. If you watch the first one again, he does look young. And I could believe him being like early college, late high school. I could believe it.
What about MCU Spider-Man?
I like him. I like him. I think he's the best high school of, I think he's the best of age Spider-Man.
Like Peter Parker?
Yeah, where he's like, he's young. He has although they don't play up the intelligence thing a lot, like his sciencey side, he's more of like just like, I just happen to be kind of smart. But I'm more of just like a regular kid, whereas Spider-Man is more like, you know, he's very geeky, really technical, really.
But I think MCU Spider-Man has, like in the comics, where he does like relief comic during fight scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does that to the team.
He does.
And Toby didn't really do that.
No, Toby, no.
Spider-Man is, I think, in my opinion, that's what he's known for.
Yeah. But in terms of, like, looks, Yeah, he looks like a Peter Parker. He's wacky. He's kind of quirky. He's intelligent enough. Mm-hmm. Doesn't show it a lot in the movies. It's technical like nerdiness, but he's intelligent enough to get it. And he does voice wise, and he does do like, you know, a lot of the Spider-Man stuff, comic book accurate mm-hmm. stuff. The only knock on him, I think he's too pretty. I think he's too pretty to be like just like
Toby or
no, the other MCU? Guy, Tom Holland, MCU. Oh. Like, you know what I mean? Cause like you're young athletic kid. You're probably one of the better looking kids in the school. Mm. It shouldn't be that hard for you. You know, where he gets bullied or he's kind of like the loser. Mm. No one likes talking to him. You look like a popular kid. Mm. I think he looks too much like a popular kid. That I don't believe him being like kind of a down and out kind of underdog type of like.
Probably because his friend makes him.
His friend even more so, I think, adds to it that you're definitely higher up on the high school totem pole. You know what I mean? Whereas Peter Parker is normally supposed to be somewhere in the bottom to middle. You know what I mean? That's my only knock on him. And I was like,
Cause I think MCU Spider-Man is my favorite.
Yeah, and I think he's the best. And I think I definitely see, because he's of age, he plays the character like it kind of should be like mm-hmm. a kid. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Toby really didn't.
Yeah.
Toby took it a little bit more serious. He played like a more mature, older version of like a Peter Parker. But I would say that he has a little bit of everything. He can make you believe that he's tough enough to do it.
Yeah,
he's that the nerdiness really comes out from him, mm-hmm. but he's also not overly pretty and not overly ugly. And there's attraction there for girls to be like, you know what, I fucked a guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Where he has it, where he can get a girl like Mary Jane. It's believable.
Yeah, I think the biggest knock on that one is like he has like unlimited spider cartridges. His web's
gonna yeah. Run out. Now I don't hate that idea though. I know it's not comic accurate. They thought of it being like, oh, okay, well, you get bit by a spider, it changes all your biology. Why not have it change that biology? You know what I mean? Like, and naturally come out of you. Mm. Whereas it's not a stretch. I mean, he gets bit. Everything else changes. Why not? Mm. Why not have the physical ability to actually generate it in your body?
Kind of like the fly of the movie.
Yeah, kind of like the fly of the movie. Yeah. So I didn't mind it. That's why I think I didn't mind it.
Oh, okay.
Where Andrew Garfield, I think he actually did build it, and that one he showed them building it, which I'd like too. I like them both. Honestly, I like them both.
Because in the comic, he has a cartridge, right?
Yeah, he makes them. And yeah. That's like in Andrew Garfield, they did it where he made them, which is more comic accurate. But I didn't really mind either one.
That makes sense when you put it that way.
Yeah. Because he still gets beat up, and he was, you know, he still gets beat up, and it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I gotta watch them again.
Yeah, they're just great, man. Like the colors, the emotional dialogue. It was all just I don't know. We burned through all three of them, and we couldn't wait to watch the second one, the next one, because they were that. Oh shit! Technical difficulties. They were just that entertaining, you know, and fun to watch and nostalgic. I think
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was cool. I like them all. I haven't done a trilogy like that, and other than Star Wars, I would say watched 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, Star Wars trilogy back to back to back is tough.
Yeah,
just because they're so long, damn long.
They are. So to get through 2 movies or 3 movies, it takes a while. It takes an entire day.
Yeah, entire day from morning to night.
So it was fun because I haven't done that in a while to watch. I didn't watch Lord of the Rings 1, 2, and 3 in a while, or Matrix, or any of the good trilogies.
But yeah,
this one we burned through them, so it's pretty fun. What else is happening in the Emmy world? There's a lot. What else? Fights? Potential fights being made? Have you been watching anybody on social media, like Instagram or Twitter, all their like stay-at-home stuff?
Yeah, I've been posting some of them. I heard a lot about them, but I just don't.
No? Just watching. Everybody's doing workouts.
Yeah.
People are either working out, cooking, dancing.
I just do like podcasts.
Yeah.
But I listen to my podcast. I don't.
Who's
I
is don't anybody annoying? I was telling you who was annoying me already. Mm-hmm. The fighter and the kid and all them. They were like, I watched. Well, that's one of the podcasts I like to watch. And it was one of the, I think, when they started, I looked at it as a good model for how to put a double podcast type of thing together, and how dynamic, I like the dynamic work that worked, because before that was mostly just Rogan and one person, you know?
Yeah.
So they were starting to annoy me, especially like Brendan Schaub, who I know annoys a lot of people, but I think he's just easily a target for a lot of shit. And I think, but when he does annoy me, he annoys me. And at first, like Brian and them he complained about the quarantine, and then Brendan started bitching about it on every episode and being kind of snippy with other people. Mm-hmm. You could tell it was affecting him. And if you have to, I can't imagine being his girl and having to fucking live with that guy or something like that. You know what I mean?
He lives like a fucking just dick.
Attitude or like that. And I know he's got like two kids, one that's like a couple months old. I'm like, which I know you keep shit private, and he seems like I have a guy that has his family life on lock, but you know, I don't know. It's just like, I can imagine him being at home. If he's a fucking, I have to take him while I'm watching a podcast for 45 minutes or whatever. It's like, imagine being like, I don't know. Anybody, back to that, anybody annoying you?
No, because I pick and choose my podcasts really well.
Yeah.
Like, Joey Diaz-Narian, he just makes me laugh.
Because I like watching him, and I like watching people kind of like start to deteriorate a little bit, like see it affect them. That's, I always liked watching podcasts.
Yeah. No, like.
Nobody?
No, like, even though, like, Aaron DC, I love their show, and John Away, our friends.
Yeah.
No, man.
It's not really affecting them. Like, even little, subtle, like, you say.
No, they just pretty much give the news and their little opinion on it, and they just move on. Yeah. They don't stay on the topic. I think that's why they don't annoy me.
I like to see people, like, where that you could tell stuff starting to get to them. Being indoors is starting to get to them. They're a little bit more, their attitude changes a little more, they're a little bit more. So I notice on some, or even when Rogan has people on, I like to see how they're doing. I just like to see how people are and be like, oh, is this guy taking it well? Is he handling the quarantine okay?
Yeah.
So I pay attention to that when I see guests on other podcasts. Who am I watching? Or who else are you watching? I think it is Diaz, Hawani.
Hawani.
Wei and John.
And it's like the Vanderpump Rules
podcast. Is there a Vanderpump Rules podcast? Well,
there's the After Buzz. Uh-huh. I watched the After Show. I listen to After Shows. Just like their host. And then Stassi has their own podcast called Straight Up with Stassi.
Oh, damn.
I listen to her podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did she talk about? Fashion and
Hollywood? No, like her drama outside the camera and how things work production wise and guys. And,
oh, she talks about the show?
People that she fucked and like how she, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Pretty
she was so hot those first few seasons. I know she got a lot of work done in the later seasons.
Yeah, but she's not that bad. I think right now I'm almost on season 6. So season 7 is next. I think currently they're on season 8.
That's crazy.
I don't know how those people stay friends, because they like to spank each other's fucking friends.
Hopefully that Vanderpump thing comes to fruition and things get back to normal. And hopefully in June you can go to the...
Yeah, if I do go, I'll come back and give you guys a review. But I'm excited to go. I want to go there in Tom Tom for sure.
Damn, Brittany Stick.
She is.
I liked it. I don't know. I always liked that one. All right. Oh, what else? No, we're good. I was going to bring up some other Netflix shit, but I would have saved that for another day.
All right.
It's already getting late. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully a brand new episode. And cheers. Till then, cheers, and we'll see what else comes up in this whole MMA thing. So
catch you guys later. Cool.